Now let's lead off with the Normal Town Council voting last night to rename Mitsubishi Motorway for Rivian, which now owns the plant along that West Side Road. It was a 4-2 vote. Councilmember Stan Nord says he's concerned about how electronic databases will adjust.
I just think it's a bad idea for us to name major roads after businesses or anything temporary. There's no way to predict how long they will exist in any location.
Other council members note many U.S. road names change or are created every year. Kevin McCarthy was running the meeting in place of a traveling normal mayor, Chris Coos.
It shows a lot of faith from our community members that we believe in a business that's investing millions in our community, growing jobs in our community. One of the small things that we can do is rename a road.
Nord and Councilmember Karen Smith also asked whether the town had consulted other business owners along Mitsubishi Motorway. The packet prepared for council members before the meeting detailed some efforts to do so. At the meeting, staff said certified mail was sent to all 12 businesses on Mitsubishi Motorway. Only two attended a special meeting to discuss the name change, and staff said they had no objection. It took the council more than a half hour of discussion to approve changing the name. Here's Councilmember Kimberly Cummings.
I think it's a little insane that we're sitting here, and excuse me for saying that, to talk about a street.
Rivian had asked for the change to help efforts to market the company and attract investors. The council also approved changing the name of a minor road nearby from Sakura Lane to Electric Avenue, a nod to the electric vehicles Rivian is set to produce. The City of Bloomington, McLean County, and Emergency Telephone System Board will have to approve the changes too. That'll take IDOT around 30 to 45 days to change out the signs on nearby I-74.